Estas son las sesiones en vivo de Solo Jazz, con los mejores exponentes del jazz local, tocando en vivo desde Palíndromo. Acompáñanos en este recorrido sonoro y conoce la síncopa hecha en casa. Bienvenidos. Muy buenas noches, bienvenidos a nuestras sesiones en vivo de Solo Jazz. Ya estamos casi cerrando la temporada de este año. Gracias a todos los que ya están aquí presentes y la gente que nos sintoniza en el 104.3, los invitamos a que se vengan porque hoy tenemos una sesión muy especial. Tenemos como invitada desde Nueva York a Victoria Reed y también aquí está Eric Deutsch, que van a hacer un set junto con Richie Arreola y Humberto Saucedo. Que bueno, Eric, come here. Hola, amigo de Brooklyn. Eric de The Sounds of Brooklyn and Beyond, que lo conocen bien, supongo. Les pido un aplauso para este señor. It's really nice to have you here in live sessions.
Thank you, Sara. It's great to be here.
So, Victoria, how are you?
Hola. Bien, ¿y tú?
Are you ready for the session?
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait.
So, first of all, tell us about the show last night, because it was beautiful in a trio format. And tell me about the experience of playing with local musicians.
Oh, well, it's the best. And, you know, a beautiful thing about jazz music is that, and even pop music, is that you can communicate with musicians that you've only just met or with a little rehearsal and try to make something nice, you know. And last night was a really great gig, and Humberto and Malambres were playing bajo y batería, and they were amazing. They really were great. And Victoria sounded great. Café Breton had a fantastic audience, everybody listening and really into the music, and it was a good gig last night.
Bueno, Eric dice que siempre es una aventura también tocar con músicos que no conoces realmente y que de pronto puedes comunicarte ahí mismo con un pequeño ensayo y que ayer le gustó muchísimo el Bretón. Yo estuve por un set y estuvo realmente fantástico. Y también quiero decir que hay que agradecer mucho a los músicos que ayer tocaron porque originalmente estaría Richie Arreola y Armando Curiel, pero por cuestiones ajenas a su control no pudieron y los que salieron salieron ahí a salvar toda la escena, fueron Malambres y Humberto Saucedo, que hoy también van a estar. Y antes también quiero mandarle un gran abrazo a Frankie Mares, queridísimo amigo, gran baterista de Trocker, porque hoy justo falleció su mamá y bueno, también iba a estar aquí esta noche tocando con Victoria, no pudo. Le mandamos un gran abrazo. Mucha fuerza, Frankie, te queremos. Y bueno, Victoria, tell us about your... I would like to know, when did you realize that you wanted to be a singer?
Well, I grew up, my father was a musician, still is. So growing up, you know, I was surrounded by music always. And I would say it's hard for me to pinpoint an exact moment because for as long as I can remember, I was with my sister singing and writing songs. And at a very young age, my older sister started writing songs, and I saw her kind of getting attention for it. So I decided to do it too. And very soon, you know, by the time I was, you know, 11 or 12, I was writing songs just to process my emotions. So really for as long as I can remember, that was always the plan. And even if I veered at different points in my life thinking, okay, maybe I'll be a writer, or maybe I'll, you know, a million different things that you can do. Maybe I'll be a photographer. It was always in the back of my head, this is what I want to do with my life, you know.
Bueno, Victoria viene de una familia musical. Su papá es saxofonista. Your father is a sax player, right? He plays with Bob Seger? Yeah. Bueno, su papá es, what's the name of your father? Alto Reed, yeah, he's a very famous musician. Es un músico muy famoso. Y Victoria dice que en realidad no recuerda cuando asumió que quería ser cantante, porque siempre estuvo rodeada de música. Tiene una hermana mayor que siempre estaba haciendo canciones y como Victoria veía que llamaba mucho la atención, dijo, yo también lo voy a hacer. Desde los 11 y los 12 años empezó a hacer eso y en algún momento pues pensaba que quería ser escritora o quería ser fotógrafa, pero bueno, después se dio cuenta que la música era el camino a seguir. Y bueno, háblanos también de tu primer disco, porque yo sé que tú eres de Detroit. I know you are from Detroit originally, and then you moved to New York, and then is when you record your first album, Chariot. So tell us about the process, how you get there to do your album in New York.
So I actually was living in between Detroit and New York. I lived in Chicago, where I went to school, and I was studying philosophy. That was the career path at the moment, to be a philosopher. And I started at a certain point. It was one of my last years there. I decided, you know what? I want to learn to play guitar, because my whole life I had always just I played with other musicians, which was cool, but you know, there's something to being able to do it on your own. So I had a guitar that my father had bought me years ago, and I decided just to pick it up and teach myself to play. And shortly thereafter, I was going out doing open mics, and I made demos on my computer, just in my bedroom, that I posted online, that my a music manager from New York then discovered and invited me to come record and make some demos, not in the bedroom, in a studio. And so that first day in Brooklyn that he invited me out, he had hired Eric to play keyboards on the session. Yeah, pretty big day. And he had put together an amazing band, and Jeff Hill, who had ended up producing the album. And that first day, we tracked the first two songs for the record, not even knowing it. I was thinking, oh, I'll get some nice demos. And then they were very nice, so we decided, why not make a record? Yeah.
Bueno, dice que ella antes de irse a Nueva York estuvo un tiempo en Chicago porque estaba estudiando filosofía, pensaba ser filósofa. Y bueno, después también cuenta que ella hacía sus demos en su cuarto y que decidió que tenía que aprender a tocar guitarra porque siempre cantaba con otros músicos y le pareció importante poder hacerlo ella sola. Y empezó a ir a estos micrófonos abiertos, estas sesiones en donde la gente se para y canta canciones, publicaba algunos demos, y en algún momento un productor importante de Nueva York le llamó y le dijo que le invitaba a hacer unos demos más en forma en Nueva York. Y bueno, llega, hacen dos canciones y Victoria pensó, bueno, qué buen demo voy a tener, pero al final resultó tan bueno que decidieron que podía hacer un disco. Y ahí es donde también Eric Deutsch se cruza en la vida de Victoria. That's when you met Eric Deutsch.
Yeah, now he's my husband. So, yeah, that's when we met, and right away, it, you know, of course, he's such an amazing musician. He was hired. He got the job, for sure. Yeah, and then I said, hey, let's get married. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, then I moved to New York maybe like 6 months later. And, then we started hanging out. The rest is history.
Bueno, Eric era uno de los músicos que estaban contratados para grabar estos demos, que luego se convirtió en un disco, y bueno, además de grabar, se quedó con la novia y se casaron después. Que bueno, yo ya les había platicado en el programa que tuvieron una boda muy linda en San Miguel de Allende. Because you guys love Mexico, right?
We love it so much. We love it. We're crazy about it.
You actually, you were in Mexico City to play a few gigs too, no? Last weekend.
A Casa Franca in La Roma, and at the Zinco Jazz in Zocalo, great jazz club. That's the first place I ever played in Mexico. It was 10 years ago with Charlie Hunter, 10 years ago this past weekend. So this is the 10-year anniversary trip of where it all started.
Bueno, es que estuvo Eric en México la semana pasada y tocaron en Casa Franca y en el Zinco, que bueno, es uno de los clubes más importantes de jazz en México. Y dice que él estuvo ahí por primera vez hace 10 años tocando con Charlie Hunter. Y bueno, pues esta es una vuelta a México de aniversario de 10 años, pero ya con Victoria también. Y bueno, well, tell us about the show we're going to watch in a few minutes.
We're going to be performing a few songs off of Chariot, my debut record, which came out about 2 years ago. And then also some brand new songs. I've been very busy writing a lot of new songs. I learned to play piano maybe like 6 months ago, and since then I've been writing all kind of a different style of songs. I think when you write on a different instrument, it brings different things out of you. So I've been very, very eager and very excited to start performing these new songs, and this will be one of the first shows. Yeah, so I can't wait.
Pues dice que en unos minutos más vamos a poder escuchar canciones de su álbum debut, Chariot, pero también algunas otras canciones. Ella ha estado escribiendo bastante, dice que aprendió también a tocar el piano recientemente y que ha estado escribiendo mucho. El otro día Eric contaba que cuando él se iba a un show, de repente llegaba y Victoria ya había escrito dos canciones. I was telling that Eric was telling us the other day that when you go to a gig and then you get back and Victoria wrote two songs or something like that.
Yeah, she's just been writing like crazy. She has a lot of ideas. She's a machine. But it's really inspiring for me to see the kind of output, the kind of creative output that she has going and that she's capable of. Very inspiring.
Bueno, pues en unos minutos más escuchamos a Victoria Reed. Quiero decirle a toda la gente que se vengan acá. Estamos en Palíndromo. Y también ya había anunciado, y sí lo vamos a hacer, vamos a regalar boletos para Snarky Poppy que tocan la semana que viene en Teatro Diana, el 13. Pero lo vamos a hacer para los clavadísimos así, los fans acérrimos de Snarky Poppy. Así que afilen las garras los que sí conocen la banda, porque vamos a hacer algunas preguntas, algunas trivias. Y bueno, volvemos también para escuchar ya a Victoria Reed. Les pido un aplauso para Victoria y Eric que están aquí, que además hoy tocan con Richie Arreola y Humberto Saucedo. Volvemos, estamos aquí en Sesiones en Vivo de Solo Jazz Radio UDG.
Escuchas Sesiones en Vivo de Solo Jazz. Estás escuchando Sesiones de Solo Jazz en Vivo desde Palíndromo.
This song is called I Decide. I wrote it at a time when I realized that I have more control over my fate and my mind and everything than I give myself credit to have sometimes.
It's never
inside. This is one off of my record Chariot called Nothing to Lose. It's one that I wrote about a pretty wild experience that I had on an island in Peru in the middle of Lake Titicaca. It kind of changed my life, so of course I had to write a song about it.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Escuchas sesiones en vivo de Solo Jazz.
And this next song was called All My Power. I wrote it one weekend when I was feeling very sorry for myself, which is never a good thing. And I came to my senses and I realized that instead of just sitting there feeling sorry for myself about things I can't change, I could write a song about feeling sorry for myself. And then it made me feel much better. So that's this one. It's called All My Power.
Know how bad this sounds.
Gracias. So this next song is brand new. It's called Doubt. We got in the studio about 2 weeks ago to start recording again, so I'm very excited. And we're about half of the way there. This one's already done, though, so this will definitely be on the next record, which will hopefully be coming out sometime later in 2018. But yeah, the song is called Doubt.
Trying to convince ourselves that everything will be fine. But what if I'm lying? Just dying to figure it out. The facts and thank you.
Gracias. So it's a crazy time to be a woman right now, I think. I mean, it's always been a crazy time to be a woman. But I wrote this song, I don't know, maybe about 6 months ago, when I realized that, you know, I know there's a lot of good men out there, and yet at the same time, you know, we kind of grow up thinking that men, it's going to be men that protect you and keep you safe, and they're the strong ones. But I realized that throughout history, women have really had to be the strong ones, because we've been getting beat up and abused and having to, you know, put up with so much. And then keep it all together, too, at the same time. And it just, it was kind of, in a way, a next level of my own feminist awakening. Yeah, so this song is about that. Not to get too heavy. It's called Man at All. Did you think you were doing? Was it for pleasure or was it your pain? Did you not think you could ruin something as sturdy as a young girl like me? But you're only human. To forgive ya, maybe by painting some kind of picture of a man that's not a man at all, at all. And in my dream, he's down on his knees, looking up at me like a summer through, asking, no, just begging me, please. What do I do? How did it get so out of control? What can I tell ya? To watch the world fall. And why does it keep falling on me to find forgiveness for a man who's not a man at all, at all? So here water that he will not drink, and all the while you were luxury eating, and oh what a joy to have a woman like me. Thank you.
taking, thanklessly leaving me to find whatever is a minute I'll have
before my wedding this last year, or this year, I guess. time flies. Leading up to it, you know, I grew up and my parents were very superstitious. So leading up to the wedding, I don't know if you guys know this, but at least in America, and it seems like in most other cultures, there's a lot of superstitions about weddings and marriage. And I don't know, I just wanted everything to be so great that I found myself getting kind of caught up because it seemed like even if you were good in, you know, the Chinese tradition of one superstition, then you weren't good with, you know, Greek mythology or astrology or whatever. And I just got so frustrated and thought to myself, you know what, maybe this is all besides the point. And as long as I've got my partner with me, or just, you know, surrounded by friends and family in general, things will be okay. So this is called Just Hold Hands. You said I was raised in superstition. That is not easily do away. So I try to trust my intuition. For all of my fears get in the way. I just want that perfect day, and I've learned not to play around. But how am I supposed to know how or what the heavens would have or allow when there's still so much I don't understand? Maybe if we just play around, but how am I supposed to know?
to throw caution to the wind. I just wanted to feel safe, and I learned not to play around, but how am I supposed to know how the heavens would have all out when there's still so much I don't understand?
No sé qué piensan ustedes, pero creo que nos ha puesto a volar Victoria Reed. Un magnífico concierto, amazing concert. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Eric. And please tell us your social nets so people can follow you.
My website is www.victoriareedmusic.com, and my Instagram is @victoriareed. So pretty simple. It used to be. It's changed. Yeah, and I don't know. I guess I'm on Twitter, but not really. I still haven't figured it out.
Bueno, quiero decirles también que en un ratito también tenemos otro evento aquí, y estará de nuevo Eric Deutsch con muchos amigos. Vamos a tocar Fulgor, que es este disco nuevo mío con el que Eric, pues, por primera vez va a tocarlo en vivo, porque solamente estuvo en el disco, así que... Hoy también va a estar de nuevo Victoria, van a tocar canciones de Eric, así que los que están aquí a las 9, si se quieren quedar, y los que están escuchando el 104.3, vénganse. Muchas gracias a todos por venir. Thank you so much, Victoria. Victoria Reed, un aplauso.
Gracias. Thank you so much. Okay, this last song, we got one more, is called Life to be Adored. It's a nostalgic song.
That peaceful place, what am I waiting for?
me something in that thing. A life to be adored. A life to be adored.
Esto fue Sesiones en Vivo de Solo Jazz, lo mejor de la síncopa local, en directo desde Palíndromo. Acompáñanos en la siguiente sesión, el miércoles en punto de las 7 de la noche.